are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you all had a great Easter, phenomenal spring break. You see, some of you, spring break ends at Easter. Some of you, Easter starts the spring break. That would be kind of cool if Easter break starts the Easter starts the spring break, but most of the kids where I live are back in school, which kind of helps me as mama, right? Because you know, I don't have to deal with the kids. But it would have been nice to kind of be off this week. The weather is like finally gorgeous, gorgeous. We got a good show for you today. You know, a lot of you are you know, need to get your commercial driver's license, and you know how the FMCSA, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, has decided to now oversee, it's an agency within the U.S. Department of Transportation, now start to regulate how these physicals are being done, which is why doctors have to actually now be certified and trained, because apparently some doctors won't even put their stethoscope on you and give you your two-year clearance, whereas others are like, oh, hell no, you need an EKG. And some of you are like, I don't get this. My last doctor passed me easily. So there needed to be some sort of standardization. And so now we have doctors and medical providers getting trained. Chiropractors are even giving these tests. So we have to finish a course. My course was about, I don't know, 8 hours long. I did the course. Then I got my certificate. And now I just have to find a testing center and take my class. Well, we have an Elaine Papp who's going to be here to kind of talk to you all about, you know, your CDLs and what to be prepared for. We're going to have her come at the bottom of the hour. Okay. We also want to talk about some of the best places to retire, some of the cheapest. We're going to talk about men getting grumpy at age 70 and how seeing the red color helps you lose weight. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, one article I didn't get to in the first hour was how some of you guys that get weight loss surgery can actually change your sense of smell and taste. Researchers from the UK gave out questionnaires to about 100 patients who had weight loss surgery. The gastric bypass, the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, that's where you cut a small portion of the stomach, attach it to the small intestine to make the stomach pouch. The stomach pouch that holds the majority of the food bypasses the duodenum, and then in turn it reduces fat absorption. It's called the Roux-en-Y. And, you know, 80% of weight loss surgeries done in the U.S. have actually been the Roux-en-Y. We're starting to see more lap band. We start to see more gastric sleeve. But for some reason, the bypass is still pretty successful and still pretty popular. Yet Dr. Lisa Graham noticed that some of her patients started to have changes in the way they tasted and in the way they smelled. She said this study indicates that subjective changes in appetite, taste, and smell are very common after the Roux-en-Y bypass surgery. Now, whenever I hear that somebody starts to lose taste and smell, I think brain. Okay, you know, like if somebody all of a sudden can't smell, I immediately, to rule out the insomnia, the asomnia, I can't pronounce it, I do a scan of the head to make sure there's not a tumor touching the olfactory nerve, etc. So I immediately scan these patients whenever somebody can't smell anymore. But when somebody doesn't see or has changes with their smell and taste, we're just seeing changes. We're not talking not having the ability anymore. That could be a learned type of effect that people get, you know, before the surgery that now doesn't seem to be as heightened. So basically, they found that 97% experienced changes in their appetite, 42% said the food smells differently, 73% thought the food tastes differently. Furthermore, researchers found that 73% of the respondents avoided meat products like chicken, beef, sausages, ham, lamb, bacon, 12% skipped breads, And then rice, pasta, dairy products, etc. They said those who experienced changes in their sense of smell and taste showed more significant weight loss and decreased body mass index, and they were able to shed weight more so. So it's kind of interesting. Now, they're not talking about the gastric sleeve or the lab band, but they're saying that the actual Roux-en-Y procedure that bypasses the duodenum seems to be the one that causes the changes. That's pretty cool. Now, maybe it's also because you guys are scared to death of it failing and you having to go through another type of surgery if you can. That's always pretty scary. You know, I've had patients that undergo and say, look, you know, is this going to be my last chance? Yeah, there's some other things they could do, but I mean, you know, it has to work. And, you know, maybe sometimes the idea that this has to work type of thing, you end up doing it. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of us will say, oh, no, you know, there's, you know, there's always food in the fridge, so we're okay. And then all of a sudden you find out, oh, there's no food in the fridge. You're like, okay, then you know what? Maybe I'm not that hungry. Okay, you know, but when there's food in the fridge, you're like, oh, I'm hungry, okay, type of thing. So maybe the idea that, you know what, this is it, you don't get another chance type of thing, that that's interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say seeing the color red may help you lose weight. Apparently, one study is looking at the impact of plate color on food. In the study published in the journal Appetite, they found that seeing the color red, like a red plate, reduced consumption. The study compared consumption of not only food, but other products when sampled from red plates versus other colors. The study was conducted in Italy, and they looked at different patterns, etc., and the intensity, etc., and they said all items served on a red plate were consumed much less than items served on blue or white plates. Even if they canceled out for preference of certain food, like a piece of fish versus a piece of steak, still, yeah, because I can understand somebody going, you know what, take this fish back. No, thank you on the red plate. No, it was just, it had to do with that. They said they also noticed a test with hand cream also. There's something about red making you think stop or no more. Now, if this is the case, then I'm going to put red all over the place. Now, they said you got to be careful because red is also the color of romance. So sometimes red lipstick, like Valentine's Day, you start thinking of chocolate. When I see a red heart, I start thinking chocolate. And then when I think chocolate, I get hungry. But try that. Eat off of red plates and tell me what you notice. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amanda Bozold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and everybody at GCN. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Over the weekend, one of you had written me about trying to afford your medical costs and wanting to get a gastric band or gastric sleeve. You had been quoted multiple thousands of dollars. Your insurance doesn't cover it. Yet, if you could lose the weight, your insurance doesn't have to pay for the diabetes, the high blood pressure, high cholesterol. How do you get your gastric sleeve surgery or gastric bypass surgery paid for? And, you know, I have given him some suggestions, and basically the suggestions were just, you know, to raise money, you know, different ways to raise money, fire sale of your garage stuff on eBay, etc. You know, I wonder if maybe we should start, I don't know where we would begin, because, you know, right now I'm trying to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and it's cool, we're kind of putting on a beauty fair, and, you know, we did a health fair, and we're putting on a Cinco de Mayo party fundraiser, so, I mean, I love the stuff, I dig that stuff, it's good, but, I mean, it's very, very difficult, extremely difficult to, you know, raise money, and how do you raise money for yourself? So, you know, I gave him some ideas. I mean, you know, he's right. The insurance doesn't want to pay for the gastric band surgery, et cetera, because that's a lot of money, yet they end up having having to pay for the diabetes, the high blood pressure, etc. They don't look at it that way. And you want to know why they don't look at it that way? Because they don't think they're going to be your insurer for life. Okay, they think they're only going to be partnered with you for about a year or so. So they find that it's cheaper to pay your generic diabetes medication and high blood pressure medication and cholesterol medication than being the one insurer to drop the bucks to pay for your gastric bypass. You know, years ago, the insurer that paid for my BRCA gene testing is probably really kicking themselves because they aren't my current insurer. In fact, they dropped us after two of our nurses ended up having cancer. So once we were at where you renew your insurance, it's a very easy term. I don't know why I'm brain farting on it, but when you get to reassign or re-register or whatever for your insurance open enrollment, either the rates were just so high, or they were like, no, we can't insure you guys, because we had a breast cancer nurse, we had a nurse with a thyroid cancer, and then I was having issues, and they're like, forget it. Now you would think if they stuck with us in the long run, they would have probably gotten their money back because we all had our issues and we were healthy again, thank God, knock on wood. But they were like, we don't want the chance. We don't want to take the risk. So that's the problem. Anything that's a big item, big costly type thing, your insurance company is going to probably fight it. I heard one of my patients is having trouble getting her hysterectomy paid for. It's much cheaper for them to just kind of pay for her using the birth control to stop the bleeding, etc., but not to pay for the actual hysterectomy, because they don't think they're going to get their money back off of that one. And it's a real shame. So my suggestion to you, and this is tough because you have a lot of scam artists. I always tell all of you guys to not donate to a specific person, because that's where you get scammed. If somebody has leukemia or lymphoma, you donate to the LLS. If somebody has cancer, you donate to the American Cancer Society and have them help them. Or, you know, one option, if you think the person's going to take the money and use it for plastic surgery like we've seen other scam artists do, is ask the person you're trying to take care of to have you could go to the doctor's office and put the money into their medical bill account. So you go to the doctor's office and say, here, I'm putting $50 towards Johnny's cancer treatment. So you could do something like that. And maybe that's what you, maybe, you know, you may want to do something like that. You know, it's not bad to ask friends for help. You know, what you can do if you want, somebody did this for a little kid and we all went, it was great. They got a restaurant to help donate food, and this was a little kid fighting cancer. Unfortunately, she didn't make it. But at the time, mom needed money. So a group of her friends did this fundraiser. They got someone to donate food. There was a bunch of us donating stuff for silent auction. So we came and we all threw money in, and we spent, you know, multiple $100 each and got this kid medical treatment for what she needed. You could do something like that. You know, like a, you know, help me become slim party. And you have somebody bring the food. You have every, you know, and you entertain them. You get, you know, that's kind of what we're doing with the Cinco de Mayo. You get as many people for free helping to put this together. And then people knowing the cause, knowing what you want to do, etc. You know, you could even make something like a little, I mean, I don't know if gambling is illegal in your town, but where you have a little pool going on who, you know, how much, you have like a little grid going on where people are throwing money into the pool. Okay, you get half the money for your cause, the other people get half, and depending on how many pounds you lost as of this one date or this or your pant size or whatever. I mean, yeah, it seems like everybody is up in your face, but again, if they're paying for your surgery, yeah, you know? And let's say this, okay? You want to lose the weight. Okay? I mean, you know, maybe one of them will donate Zumba classes for you, or one of you will donate a year's supply of Medifast, or something like that, or Weight Watchers. Okay? There's other ways to do it. You gotta be creative. Now, for those of you that ever need ideas, I love this stuff. I've done fundraising most of my life. I love that stuff. So email me at drdahlia.com so I can help give you guys ideas. But it's hard, because if you're not that much of a social person and you don't want want to ask. It's difficult. It really takes a very odd person to fundraise. I mean, like today, I am going to be making phone calls asking people to give money. This is something that is against every fiber of my body. I don't like asking people. I like to be the giver. I don't like to be, but then again, if it's for a cause, sometimes that's what you need to do. You need to grow a pair and just do it. So that's what I would do. If you don't feel like you're the person, you find somebody that is the dynamo and get them to put on a fundraiser for you. And the money could go, you could even invite the doctor that's going to do this. Okay? And, you know, the doctor could actually get a lot of publicity from this. Okay? If this doctor is going to get, you know, invite the doctor to your, we're raising money for this party, okay? Ask him for a picture of himself and information on where people could send the money so they aren't giving you cash. They're sending it to the doctor's office, etc. Could be scary, but hopefully you know the doctor. Maybe the doctor will be like, you know what? We'll match. Okay? So if all you are is able to raise $5,000, we'll cover the other $5,000. Who knows? You see what I mean? So there's ways you could do this. There are. Another great fundraiser, sometimes there's restaurants that love working for a cause. True, you need to a lot of times have a tax ID number, but there's many restaurants out there that will donate proceeds. So if you decide to, if you don't want to donate the food, but you go, look, everybody, we're going to come, you know, meet here for a party or whatever, they'll sometimes donate the proceeds. That could be a few $1,000s too. So there's a variety of ways to do it. Just make sure you aren't, you know, just make sure you make good on it and you don't scam anybody. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So men get grumpy at age 70. That's a study out there, right? Okay, the men in my family are grumpy in their 20s. But anyway, if you're a male who's approaching 50, they say don't worry about you getting grumpy because most men surveyed around 50 are pretty happy and doing well. Okay? It's just when you're 70, you start to get a little bit more grumpy. Men found that their happiness began to diminish around 70. Now, why is that? Well, you know, from a biological standpoint, serotonin. Serotonin is your happy hormone. You know that those movies, Grumpy Old Men? Okay, we start getting more grumpy because our serotonin drops. You know, even me. And I notice I'm kind of liking it. I kind of like going to a place and complain. I love, you know, I have to get gas. I'm filling up my, I have a Jeep now. So I'm filling up the Jeep. Okay, I noticed that I just spent $68 to fill up the Jeep. So I start griping about it right then and there. I'm like, what? $68? This is ridiculous. What? Okay, so I start to gripe, and then other people are like, I know this time to go. This always sucks. Yesterday I was in an elevator and the music stunk. So I started to gripe about it. Now, when I was in my 20s, I wouldn't. Everything was being nice. Now I realize that griping, and I'm not saying kind of like those, you know, I'm not trying to be like witchy. Kind of funny griping, like, really, this is the best music they have. So I think we start to feel better as our serotonin goes, ripping on things. And then as we rip on things, we notice that people perceive us as being, oh, Dolly is always complaining about Obamacare. Dolly is always complaining. I don't look like I'm complaining. I look happy. So the other issue that could be going on is when you're 70, you're really not grumpy. You're fine. It's just you're talking whatever the hell you want to say. You're speaking whatever the hell you want to say, and everybody else is looking at you like you got a problem. See? Yeah, that's what I think it is. All right. Don't go away, guys. We got Elaine Papp. We are going to be talking to her about what's going on now with the new rules with your commercial driver's license, because a lot of you guys are truckers out there or drive company vehicles, and it's kind of interesting to know the changes. So don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. We're asking for everybody to donate $5, $5 to save a life. We could really help these kids and help adults as well, because Leukemia and Lymphoma Society helps research these blood cancers. So anything you guys could donate, please go to drdahlia.com. Follow the fight blood cancer link, and it'll show you how to donate. Thanks, guys. Okay, so joining us today, we have Elaine Papp. Elaine Papp, I know this woman very well. She is an absolute doll. She's Chief of Medical Programs at the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA. We've talked about them. They're an agency within the U.S. Department of Transportation, and they are now overseeing the physician qualification standards for the long-haul commercial truck drivers, bus drivers, and many of these DOT physicals that you guys need to take. Now we got some standardization, and Elaine's here to answer some questions for us. Elaine, sweetie, how you doing?
I am just great. How are you?
Good. Good. So, you know, let me tell you something. From a doctor's standpoint, I haven't taken my full test. I did my class. I passed my certification test. But, I mean, we're hearing this is pretty difficult. This is a difficult test. And, I mean, I think it should be. But, I mean, are you noticing doctors are able to pass it? Or are we seeing less and less doctors pass this?
Actually, we have around 40,000 medical examiners who have registered to become certified, and of those, about 17,000 have taken the test. We have a fail rate of about 8%, which is what we counted on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's an 8% fail rate. So what we're getting on the National Registry is people who are very aware of what the requirements are to be a CDL holder, to be a bus and truck driver. And so the people that are coming onto the registry are very knowledgeable.
Excellent, excellent. And an 8% failure rate is not that bad. I mean, one thing you could count on with us doctors and chiropractors is we can, we definitely know how to study. Besides chiropractors, what other specialties are allowed to give these exams?
Well, the way the rule is written, and actually the rule for what the definition for a medical examiner is in a different rule. So the National Registry of Certified Medical Examiners does not change that definition. We are allowing physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, chiropractors, and any other healthcare provider whose scope of practice, which is defined by their state licensing board. If the state licensing board says, yes, these people can do this type of exam, then they are allowed to sit for the test and take the exam and become a certified medical examiner.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell my listeners, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We're talking to Elaine Papp, Chief of Medical Programs at the FMCSA. Can you just tell my listeners why it got to the point where we needed some standardization?
Okay, well, you know, even today, we don't really know who does the exams, and there were some major crashes that caused a lot of fatalities, and when the National Transportation Safety Board evaluated those crashes, they found that the drivers had medical conditions where they should not have been driving. So both Congress and the National Transportation Safety Board required the agency to establish a methodology for knowing who does our exams and making sure that the people that do the exams are indeed trained. And Congress recently passed a law, they put it into statute, that we required to have the National Registry of Certified Medical Examiners.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Many of them have already been going to the regular doctor. We know May 21st is the deadline for us medical providers to have our certification. What's the best thing our patients or our listeners should do if they are going to be in May requiring their certification? Is there like a national data web base they could go to?
Yes. Actually, let me tell you first that if a driver currently has what they call a medical card that doesn't expire on May 21st, that medical card is good until the day it expires. So they don't have to go to somebody on the National Registry until their medical card requires.
Good.
So, for example, if I am a driver and my medical card says that it expires in February of 2015, I don't have to go to somebody on the National Registry until February 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So not all drivers will need to have an exam by someone on the National Registry after the 21st until their card expires.
Mm-hmm. Now, it seems to me a lot of the drivers, they have no idea all this is going on. It's more of an issue internally with us doctors. And what my worry is, are these drivers are going to just go to their doctor saying, here, do my, you know, DOT. And the doctor's going to say, I can't do that anymore. How are they being notified? Because many of them come in last minute.
How are the drivers being notified, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we are doing shows like this one. I'm going to be doing another radio show. Some of the folks are on the Dave Nemo show talking about it. We're sending out emails to all the drivers that we have emails for. And we're working with the large organizations like OIDA and ATA and so forth to make sure that all the drivers and carriers are aware of it. There are some family physicians who don't do very many of these exams, and those folks may not choose to go through the process and become a nationally certified medical examiner. But on the flip side of that, there are a lot of clinics like Minute Clinic. They're putting clinics in each one of the CVS stores around the nation. Right now they have a little over 800, and they're adding another 150, and they are going to make sure that at each one of their clinics they have someone who is on the national registry, who's certified and on the national registry.
That's good, because that's been a concern of some of my drivers. They said, you know, if there's a lack of people putting the money in to take the class, putting the money in to take the test, that's also a concern. Some doctors have asked me if they fail, is that on any national, you know, if you fail your boards, that's nationally known. People can find that out. But if somebody failed this test, is that kept private?
Yes, it's kept private, and they can take the test as many times as they want. The only requirement that we have is that they have to wait 30 days before they take the test again.
That makes sense. Yep.
If I fail today, I wait 30 days and I take it again until I can pass it, and then I can be on the national registry.
Okay. Do drivers ever get some sort of a, you know, whenever I write the expiration date of it, I mean, that to me is standard. That's law. For some drivers that just don't listen to my show, and there's a couple out there, or the David Nemo show, or who gets the emails, and if they go to their doctor last minute, what can they do as a grace period? You know, for example, they go to their doctor last minute and the doctor goes, sorry, I'm not registered to do this. You need to go and find another place to go.
There's a place we have, the National Registry. They can look up. It's nationalregistry.fmcsa.dot.gov. And that has a map on it. And you can, by zip code, look and see, or you can do it by city, where there are medical examiners that you could go to for your physical exam to be qualified as a CMV driver. The map is not an interactive map, but if you put in a zip code, it will list below the map all of those people who are in that zip code. And when you get to the end of the first page, there may be 15 pages. So you need to go to the next page and the next page till you find someone that's close to you.
Well, Elaine, thank you so much.
The concern that I have and we want to make sure of is that there are medical examiners in all sorts of places in the United States.
Of course.
I am sure that we will have the number of medical examiners we need.
Elaine, you are so sweet. Thank you. We're going to a hard break. Thank you.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to apologize. Over the break, I heard that one of my friend's mothers had passed away. She was having some abdominal issues last week, and I guess they had ultrasounded her, CAT scanned her, but somebody somebody didn't realize that she had a perforation and that there was stool kind of seeping out, unfortunately, into her abdomen. And from what we understand, she had probably died after going into sepsis. And I need to get some more information on that. But, you know, having been an ER doc, bowel perforations was always something we kind of looked for. And it's very, very concerning that in this day and age, something like that could be missed. My suggestion to all of you is if you ever do go into the hospital with any acute abdominal pain, getting a CAT scan is wonderful, and hopefully, you know, in this type of healthcare environment, you get one. But sometimes to find air under the diaphragm or a perforation is very difficult. And when I talk about air under the diaphragm, when somebody would be coming in having chest pain or abdominal pain, etc., there we would do an upright abdomen x-ray where we would look to see if there was air under the diaphragm, because that could be extremely painful, and a lot of times you feel it up in the chest. And I told you guys about this case where we had a woman coming in with left-sided chest pain, and she was having chest pain, and I ruled out heart attack, I ruled out pneumonia, collapsed lung, etc., and it was on the left side of the chest. You know, her medicine started to wear off, but she still wanted to go home, and I said, no, I need to figure this out. Chest x-rays were fine, blood was fine. We didn't routinely CAT scan. This was urgent care where I was, and so we could only CAT scan once they were admitted. At the time, gallbladder was a little bit tender, but ultrasound looked good. Liver enzymes looked good. Blood count looked good. But we admitted her. The internist didn't want to. He gave me a lot of flack. I told him, look, just do it and maybe have somebody look at her gallbladder. Just shut up and listen to me, please. And he did. And it turned out that the surgeon said that her gallbladder was completely necrotic and gas had been escaping. And it escaped under the left side, which is why she was having pain. So I'm very, very... You know, I always seem to kind of be, you know, looking for these things, and it's very difficult to pick up. You know, even with her x-rays, we still didn't see the air. It had to take a couple days to be enough to the point where somebody could see it. Actually, I don't even think they saw it. They just saw when they went in that the gallbladder was completely necrotic, despite a normal ultrasound, despite normal blood count, despite normal liver function tests. So, you know, these tests, they're not 100%, okay? You know, nature will still beat us. I told you guys about the old Yiddish saying, man links man dinks and God links, meaning man works, and God is up there laughing. Because, you know, man may think they know how to, you know, fight nature and fight death, etc., but God's up there laughing. He's the one in control. So there's only so much we doctors could do. However, you guys could have the weapon or the tool of education. And so if you do have a loved one, and they can't figure out why the person's in so much pain, you need to figure out if there's any air. And there's ways to do it. There's certain x-rays you could do to look for, you could do like a lateral decubitus x-ray where they lie on the side to see if air goes up, upright abdomen, and even some CAT scans should be able to pick it up. And there's other things they could do, but it's a shame. It's a real shame. And again, I mean, I'm not saying that's why she died, but it took them a few days to figure that out, and you know, you always wonder what would have happened, you know, if they found it sooner. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sorry if I don't feel as peppy right now. Oil swishing. You know, it looks like some of you guys are doing this oil swishing, okay? And I guess it's this new craze now that people are doing to sweeten their breath and treat gum disease and tooth decay, arthritis, and asthma. I guess oil pulling, which they call it, from back to 2,500 years ago was based on Indian traditional medicine. Apparently, according to WebMD, it's based on a core concept of Ayurveda. It's oil that's nourishing to body tissue. We oil all the tissues of the body from head to toe, and studies have shown that there's antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory action. And so a lot of people are actually swishing coconut oil in the mouth or putting it on the skin, etc. Now, I don't mind a lot of the oils. I really don't, because I notice that a lot of times we are over dry. We don't seem to protect or bathe our skin. And the fact that there's a lot of these natural oils out there, I think they do have a place in medicine. Unfortunately, we don't really study that. And we really don't have a lot of information from the American Dental Association on oil swishing for your teeth. You would think it may do something, right? Because it's lubricating, it's kind of sticky. Okay, but what we don't want is somebody, instead of doing coconut oil, doing honey, because that could also cause cavities. But they think that swishing could whiten teeth. Now, I have, like, my teeth always stain because I don't drink coffee and I really don't drink a lot of soda, but it's because I've worn my enamel. When you wear down your enamel, your teeth have kind of that yellowish color. And there's an argument that we may need to be careful whitening your teeth that have very little enamel on there, because what are you eroding and what are you hurting? But this argument of coconut oil, I don't know. I mean, I don't see how it could hurt, but it's just one of those things where we really don't have a lot of information on it. 24,000 pounds of chicken tenders and chunks have been recalled. A Georgia company is recalling 24,000 pounds of fully cooked breaded chicken breast products due to misbranding and undeclared allergens. Apparently, the products are formulated with egg and wheat. Some people are allergic to egg, and some people are allergic to wheat. These things had to have been on the label. The products recalled are Sugar Lake Farms cooked breaded chicken breast tenders and slightly breaded chicken breast chunks. Oh, I'm getting hungry. I love chicken. I don't know if I like them. I don't know if I like them so much breaded as much as I like, you know, my favorite type of chicken I like to make. See, you use the egg to make it stick, okay? But basically, when you try to bread something, right, you do the egg and then you stick it in the flour, etc. Well, what I do, which is really, really bad, I mean, I've only done this a couple times in my life, you know, because it's so high in calories. But what I do is I mash up very finely Frosted Flakes. And I mash up Frosted Flakes, and that is the breading. And, oh, my gosh, my Frosted Flake chicken is, like, so yummy. It's like, my best dish. You know, if I was ever on Hell's Kitchen, and they said, all right, Dahlia. Well, that's not how he talks. He does it with a Scottish accent. Dahlia, make me your signature dish. And I'm like, okay, yes, Chef Ramsay, and you're sexy. And then my signature dish today should be Frosted Flake chicken. And I know he would totally kick my butt out of the kitchen, right? Again, he'd probably call me a cow. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you thought that was a lot of meat being recalled, Kraft is recalling 96,000 pounds of wieners over undisclosed milk. 96 pounds of Oscar Mayer, right, which was an Oscar Mayer wiener, classic wieners, because the packages may instead contain classic cheese dogs made with milk. Okay, that is disgusting. If you want to make me vomit, feed me a cheese dog. The product labels are incorrect. They do not reflect the ingredients associated with the pasteurized cheese and the cheese dogs. Why is there pasteurized cheese on a hot dog? That absolutely makes no nutritional sense whatsoever. According to the U.S., well, the USDA didn't say that. I'm saying that. The products were formulated with milk, and milk is not supposed to be in the Oscar Mayer Classic Wieners. The Classic Wieners are not supposed to have milk. A consumer notified the company of the problem on April 18th, and Kraft contacted the USDA about the issue on April 19th. So products being recalled are your classic wieners made with turkey, chicken, and pork. And then there's a date used by June 16. Oh, June 16 is my birthday. Oh, yeah, my birthday's coming up. I know, presents. Presents. Okay, that's the wiener recall. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRYLIFE.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.